Chapter 2. Preparing for the Market Day. The Closing Bell. The closing bell signals the start of preparation for the next market day. Use this valuable time to measure current cycles and find winners for the next session. Probe markets for the best new opportunities and apply price chart techniques to identify the likely trading conditions. Take a look back and critique actions taken during the preceding session. Adjust watch lists to remove lost opportunities and add new stocks that show promise for the future. Update the personal trading plan and current strategy after reviewing the events of each session. Make small strategic adjustments on a daily basis, but do significant editing only after weeks of data mining and personal introspection. Look back at the day with complete honesty. Were exits taken when offered? Did hope replace good judgment? Were personal rules followed, and did that make a difference in the profit and loss statement? Make sure to revise all trading records daily to avoid a backlog of old tickets and account statements. Every market of interest generates new feedback as the trading day comes to a close. Trend lines break and shock gaps change important assumptions. Significant news may dictate new strategies or establish a fresh bias on short-term direction. Review specific issues that will likely move the markets when the new day begins. How has sentiment changed, and what impact will it have on the crowd? Quickly categorize the current market and refresh tactics that will respond to it. Review the economic calendar for important government reports. Exercise greater caution on Fridays that release the unemployment report or unwind options positions. If volatility will surge sharply due to unpleasant news or conditions, don't hesitate to take the day off and let the competition assume the risk. The market will still offer many opportunities after others get caught in sharp whipsaws or take dramatic profits. Avoid information overload. Set aside a reasonable time for preparation and limit analysis to focus on key stocks and indices in detail. Reduce watch lists, news, and charts until they conform to a healthy personal lifestyle. Get recreation, eat right, and get plenty of sleep before the new market day begins. Exhausted swing traders make terrible decisions. Use the quiet hours to locate and evaluate trade setups. Hurried analysis of new opportunities during the market day invites danger. Important charting features go unnoticed, and the pulse of the Level 2 screen becomes difficult to ignore. The swing trader also faces many chores that interfere with clear-headed reward. Risk evaluation during the active session. Prior preparation frees the schedule so that the active session can receive full attention. When the market opens, be prepared to respond to a flood of fresh data quickly and without hesitation. Apply original 3D chart skills that quickly filter opportunity and manage risk. Use new twists on classic strategies to place each issue within its pattern cycle and generate continuous feedback through all conditions. Watch the ticker closely to defend against external influences and exercise tactics that swing against the crowd to book consistent profits. Support resistance. Support resistance, SR, organizes the charting landscape into well-marked levels that predict swings and breakouts. Price action at these important boundaries depends on their unique characteristics and specific locations within the trend range axis. Stocks can swing back and forth across a central SR pivot rather than find a floor or ceiling. Support resistance may present an absolute barrier that cannot be crossed, or exhibit elasticity that can be stretched but not broken. In common horizontal SR, resistance becomes support when price mounts it, and vice versa when it falls through. Swing traders earn their livelihoods as they find and execute setups along SR interfaces. Diverse SR boundaries print on every chart in all time frames. Most carry a unique load factor and will break when buying or selling intensity exceeds it. Once price pierces a level, it normally expands toward the next SR barrier. This mechanism provides the source for many profitable strategies. The classic swing trade buys at support and sells at resistance. Therefore, these levels define both reward and risk. Look to buy support when the nearest resistance is far above, and look to sell resistance when the nearest support is far below. But make sure the landscape hides no dangerous obstacles. A single overlooked level can have disastrous results. Profitability depends on accurate prediction at SR interfaces. The skilled eye must quickly locate these points and evaluate their impact on every setup. Begin with a dense chart template that layers all types of SR boundaries directly on price. Then study the individual elements and how each affects reward risk. Start with highs and lows in the longest applicable time frame, and work down to recent price action. Pay special attention to shock events that may produce significant SR in a single bar. For example, strong gaps can stay unfilled for many years. Apply a simple hierarchy that rates the importance of each SR feature. Horizontal levels that persist over time carry more weight than those from shorter periods. Major highs and lows provide stronger SR than moving averages or other price derivatives. Hidden levels offer cleaner opportunities than well-known ones that invite whipsaws and fading strategies. SR strengthens when many barriers converge at the same price, and weakens when a single obstacle blocks the progress of price movement.